This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. There's an allergy out there that would absolutely devastate Ron Swanson. He's the carnivorous curmudgeon on NBC's Parks and Recreation.
What are you eating?
I call this turf and turf. It's a 16-ounce T-bone and a 24-ounce porterhouse.
For the math challenged, that's more than 3 pounds of steak. And you wouldn't be able to take a single bite if you run across a certain kind of tick. Talk about irony. The pest that causes a meat allergy is actually called the Lone Star Tick.
It's strange that I should move to the country with some of the best beef in the world and not be able to eat it anymore.
Chris Apps moved from England to Union, Missouri in 2007. He used to enjoy burgers, hot dogs, and the occasional juicy steak. But about a year and a half ago, he started waking up in the middle of the night with hives. Hives that started as itchy, annoying spots on his thighs, but quickly spread everywhere.
If you've got a few little bits of hives on you, it's not necessarily concerning, but when it starts creeping up the rest of your body, it does get a bit scary.
Apps was so scared he rushed to the hospital, the first of half a dozen trips to the ER for the same baffling symptoms. Doctors treated him with steroids, but didn't have a diagnosis. One night, he had a particularly serious reaction.
My mouth started to swell up, and my throat started to swell up, and I couldn't actually make a fist with my hands. They were so swollen.
After that, he made an appointment with an allergist. That doctor pegged it right away, a Lone Star tick bite that transferred a carbohydrate from some other animal into Chris's body. The official name of that carbohydrate? Well, let's leave that to the professional.
Alpha-galactose-1,3-galactose.
Dallas allergist Dr. William Lumry calls it alpha-gal for short.
Our immune system sees the alpha-gal as a foreign substance and responds by making a substance known as an antibody to it to potentially protect us against future exposure.
The problem is, a lot of us want to be exposed to beef, pork, and lamb. But once you've got the alpha-gal antibodies, you're stuck with fish, chicken, and turkey. Doctors say they don't know how common the alpha-gal allergy is. Entomologist Mike Merchant says one thing is certain. The Lone Star tick definitely calls the Lone Star State home.
Lone Star tick's probably the most common tick that people pick up here in North Texas. We see it come into our office more often than any other kind of tick.
And he's got the bug bodies to prove it. Glass vials chock full of mom, dad, and their babies.
Collect them for teaching purposes, but this particular one carries adults of the Lone Star tick.
One reason the alpha-gal allergy is so tough to diagnose is reactions happen hours after you eat. The good news is, if you can avoid another tick bite, Dr. Lumry says you'll be able to indulge in brisket and celebrate sausage all over again. In 5 to 7 years. Courtney Collins, KERA News.